Some images are so potent, so tempting, and so associated with things you find attractive, alluring, a little bit teasing and dark, that they can sneak up on you in the best way. Fantasies, ideas, tricks of the light, things that combine to make you feel and experience and revel in something. You know what I'm talking about. Dark tendrils approaching from the abyss, pinning and teasing, particularly shiny and smooth. We're going to remind you of something you already wanted, and construct circumstances under which it will happen, even more powerfully than ever before. Walk you through the fantasy, let you moan and stretch and arch and feel, and indulge in an experience out of the ordinary, but within the scope of your capabilities, your needs, and your deepest desires. So, you, resting where you are, soothed and relaxed enough to go to a deep place and let these words into your open, prepared mind and body. Your environment is at least safe enough for that kind of relaxation, an environment you are aware enough of to visualize it. Which is good, because that's the stage we will set, the location for a kind of tempting fantasy, a visual so alluring that you will repeat it in the future without my intervention. The tempting activity will sneak into your body, your mind, and you may very well surrender to it in other times of safety. There are lots of safe private times during the day, even if they're only brief. It is inevitable that you will, sometimes, be in circumstances where the following fantasy could play out more actively, where it's safe for you to be pinned, tormented and teased by memories and fantasies of dark, controlling influence and pleasure, nourishment, tendrils massaging your body. So, let's visualize. When something is described in trance, you tend to feel it anyway. Your mind cuts out the middle and simply takes you from description to sensation, vividly. You're reconstructing something out of the material of your other memories, from sensations you've felt before. You're making your understanding of how such a thing would feel. In light of that, the particular dark pleasures you'll feel pinning you, tormenting you, exploring your body, finding every sensitive place wrapping around you, moving rhythmically, forcing pleasure into your system as efficiently as any masturbation you could ever engage in. Well, they're very personal. Visualized, materialized from your mind, your body reacting to sensations and fantasies of just what would be done to you if you had your way with yourself. You're fantasizing about exactly how you'd want it to feel. If I speak of a caress, you might feel a hand run over your skin, or a smooth, shiny, rubber tendril, latex against your flesh,